I spoke the Indian of Asuli Mikdash that Kedusha is a Chafza. Kedush meaning it's a Asiya, and the Chafza of the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash is that Asiya. Second big insight, that Kedusha is not a state, it's not a level that one reaches. It's a nice, it's a verb. Kedusha is a verb. Because Pashut, you learn Kedusha is a matzav, it's a madrega. No, it's not. I believe that Tahira maybe is a madrega. Kedusha is a maisa. What is Kedusha? Kedusha is a level. So madrega, a person has Kedusha? No, I think a person acts with Kedusha. Mashenki Tahira, Tahira is, he has Tahira. He's claiming Tahira. And I said, Va'asuli Mikdash, according to Shamshon Fel Hirsch's Vart, that's the Va'asuli Mikdash. It's a dinan asi, you have to do it. And I said yesterday, but I forgot to finish it, so I want to finish it today. I said that in the Mesil Shisharim, mentioned it, or maybe I mentioned it after Shiloh, the Mesil Shisharim is mashma like this. So I want to show you what I meant when I said the Mesil Shisharim is mashma like this. I want to show you the difference in how he brings Tahira and how he brings Kedusha. Tahira. Which comes before Anova. See this? Oh. Yeah, Rafal, genius in Ashkov. Bam, Mr. Shamshal, genius in Ashkov. It's amazing. He was a lamdan in Hashkov. I want to tell you what I'm being ma'isif here today. Remember I told you the Mesil Shisharim? I want to explain to you what I was referring to. Certain things I feel, and then I have rayas as we go along. Certain things I have rayas from before. I said in Yisodias, which I feel, that the Indian of Kedusha is not a madrega. It's not something you're kaina. Even though Pashi say a person is a Kaddish, which means is he has attained the madrega and the mile of Kedusha. I don't think it's so. I think Tahira is so. Kedusha, I explained to you, is va'asuli. It has to do with dasiya. It's behaving as a Kaddish. Pirush, you va'asuli mikdash. You behave b'kedusha. You act b'kedusha. And then there's Mishkan, that the Eibishter rests among you, which is the, I guess we could say, the result of your actions of Kedusha. I hold the Mesil Shisharim says this. And I want to just, before I get to the Mesil Shisharim, tell you, and it's Mukhalak down the Rambam, because the Asuli Mikdash, the Rambam learns, it has to do with the Avodah that you do later in the Mikdash. So the Hechrich, it has to do with not the house of, but rather the Maisa. It's a house which is Mukhan for the Maisa of doing Avodah. So you see, it's Talin Avodah HaKadosh. There's no Kedusha, it's Avodah HaKadosh, according to the Rambam. Bayis Mukhan for Avodah HaKadosh. You see, it's a verb, Kedusha. Mikdash is the verb of doing Avodah HaKadosh. That's clear in the Rambam. So I'm telling you that if you don't learn like the Rambam, that it's Talin later, but it's Talin the Asiya. So then the Asiya for the Kedusha is the Kedusha. It's Mukhalak this in the Mesil Shisharim. Tahira. What is Tahira? HaTahira hi tikun halev v'hamachshavas. Yeah. It's the tikun. Now you can either translate him to mean that it's the mice of tikun. It's the correcting. Not mukha like that. It's tikun halev the paliyitza, the mesukin, the cleanliness of, not the cleaning of, but the cleanliness of. Zel Alash Matsuno Eitzel David Shinamar Leif Tahar Barali Alekim Leif Tahar. So you see that it's Matsias, it's to be a Leif Tahar. Leif Tahar Barali Alekim. V'inyana, shelo yenich adam makim l'yetzer b'maisav, elo yiyu k'maisav al tzara chachma v'yira, v'lo al tzara chet v'ataiva. Okay, so this is Leif Tar, Tikkun HaLeiv. Again, I understand it has to do with a verb, but it's the verb noun. It's, in other words, it's not only the tikkun. It's the haskana, the fixing of. But it has to do with the fact that it's fixed. Let me show you how the Misil Shasharim brings kedusha. Now, first of all, I don't understand how he calls it midas hakedusha. That's the first problem I have. The beer midas hakedusha. I didn't know that Kedusha is a Mida. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, huh? I mean, either it's a Madrega, I don't know, Mida. What do you mean by Mida? But Al-Kapanim, it's clear in his Lashon, Inyan HaKedusha Kafu. The Inyan of Kedusha is double, the Hainu, Chilasei Avoida, Yosefei Yimei. There's a clerk. The Tchila of Kedusha is the Avoida of it. It's an Avoida, and the Seifa is Gemul. Like it says, Tchilasa Yishtadlis V'Seifa Matana V'Hainu Shetchilasa Humash Adam Mikadesh Atzmai. It's in the verb, it's what he does. V'Seifa Mash Magdishim Eisai Mishkan and Mikdash. That sounds tiny. That's mamish the word I was telling you. V'Asuli Mikdash. You have to do Avoidas Kedusha. And then V'Shachanti is the Magdish Eisai. Chilasai, Kedusha v'Seifai, and the end is this. Are you masking? You hear what I'm saying?
I thought that every mid is the same way.
Every mid is Chilasai v'Seifai. So why would he speak about it? The beer midas hatahiru. So good. The beer midas hakedusha. Fine. Hatahiru he tikkun halei v'machshavos.
So because by kedusha, chidush is that there's a gemul at the end.
Oh, so I was thinking maybe I was thinking about that. In other words, it's the gemul at the end that's the chiddush, not so much the avoda, because everything is avoda. But the way I'm learning, it's a little different, because, like I said, in every verb, here, for example, I used the lashon yesterday. I don't know if I said it in the shir after the shir. What did we say? It says a lashon of anu amelim veheim amelim anu amelim kav mischar veheim amelim veheim kav mischar. So, you don't have to finish. It's all about doing, right? So what's the taich? If a person worked on Tahira, and he wasn't masochist, so you would say he was kind of midas Tahira? No. I think in Kiddush it is that way. I think that's the Kiddush. It's about the Avoida. It's not about the achievement of it. In every verb, there's the verb, the pa'ula, without even being masig anything. That's what I'm saying. Hatahiru hi tikkun. It's the fixing taka. If I would work on a pair of shoes, so there's fixing. I fix the shoes, right? The fixing of the shoe is the pa'ula. What happens if it was not fixed? You would still say, I fix the shoes? I don't believe that. That's the whole part that the Chofetz Chaim says. The example is the shoes. That's the Chofetz Chaim's example. The guy would go into a shoe store and give a pair of shoes to fix, and the guy comes back and says, I'm sorry, I couldn't fix the shoes. I tried, I worked on it. So what do you say? You charge him for it?
He said by the end of the term. No, he didn't say by everything.
Good, but I'm showing you in the Inyan of Amelus.
Fine, but in the end of the
term. But wait a minute. Fixing the shoes could be the verb of it, and it could be the verb which leads to the maskana of it being fixed. Every fixing is a verb, but it's mushlam with something. Tahir zikha that way. Tahira, if you didn't masig it, then you weren't masig it. Now, if there's masogis and madrega, you're right. There's bigger madregas to Tahira, smaller madregas to Tahira. But if a guy worked on Tahira and he wasn't masig it, he worked and he fell through and he wasn't masig it, so you're going to come and say, well, yeah, he's a tar? I'm asking.
So there's madregas in Tahira.
But madregas, you're missing my word. Madregas in hasagas Tahira. But you can't come and say there's madregas. You can't say there's madregas in how, in doing. If you did it and you didn't get anywhere, so you didn't get anywhere. What do you mean it's madreig? What are you talking about?
Why can't you say the same thing with kedusha?
So I'm trying to explain it to you.
You don't need the result
at all.
As long as you do it.
How's it move? That's all I'm asking.
Because I'm showing in your kedusha kaflu the hainu tchilasei avoda the saifai gemul. Which gemul? Not the gemul that you, but the gemul is tchilasei ishtadlus. That's the chiddush. It's all about ishtadlus. It's not more than ishtadlus. By Tahir, it's Taka Tikkun, and there's levels of Tikkun. Can a person come and say, I tried my best?
Why is it at the end of the ladder? Why is it at the end of the thing?
The reason why it's at the end of the ladder is because one thing leads to another. That doesn't bother me.
As soon as I'm starting to work on my midos, I'm working. Right?
But not for Kedusha.
Why not? I'm trying to imikadosh myself.
No, but what is Kedusha?
What do you mean?
That's
what I'm doing. First, all of those things is slowly getting to that point, right? Which means as soon as I open a Mesilas Yesharim, that's what I'm starting to do.
No, I don't
Maybe
think so.
Maybe it's millisteps, but I'm doing that.
No, I don't think so.
There's no in how to do it.
Why isn't it? The person starts to work on himself just because I didn't get to the last bit.
That's not Kedusha.
But I'm starting to work on myself. I don't understand why.
Working on yourself is Kedusha. Working on yourself could be in different areas. Kedusha is a different topic. Kedusha is that he had Adam nivdal v'netak min achumris legamri, and in that it's tchilasa avoida. There's something called Kedusha, right? So how do you get to Kedusha? It's about avoida.
So where is the person at the beginning of midas Kedusha? Let's say he just reached that point. He just finished the Tahira and he's now starting to work in Kedusha. What is he now? What type of person is he?
He's not Kaddish because it needs the Ishtatlus.
He's a Tahir, he's everything. So
he
what
needs
is he
the Ishtatlus.
To do what?
What do you mean to do what?
I always thought Kaddish means that I'm somewhere below that now and I'm starting to work on that and I'm working my way up. The way Rabbi's saying is if the Asir is Kedusha,
of course,
any person that's doing anything, which is not true,
in this area of Kedusha.
Yes, the Tahir.
There's an area called Kedusha. What is the area called Kedusha? That he's Muvdal min Achumris. That it's Muvdal min Achumris is the area of Kedusha. Now how does a person masik that? And the answer is he's not. The Eibishter gives that to him. That's Tzayfei Gmul. Tahira is that you have to be masik it. Tahira works with Hasaga, which means I'm Shtadl. And then I'm masik. And then there's levels in Hasaga. Kedusha is not levels in Hasaga. There's no such thing. There's no levels. Either you do a little bit, the Eibishter gives you a lot. It's not telling you achieving anything. Kedusha is not about you achieving. Kedusha is about you acting. Hishtadlus. That's what I'm trying to show you. The Mesilas Yesharim goes out of his way to emphasize the Maila and the Inyan of Ishtadlus by Kedusha. Avada in every other midah is Ishtadlus, but the Ishtadlus is to reach the goal, and without reaching the goal, the Ishtadlus is nothing. By Kedusha, it's strictly the Ishtadlus. The results of it is Saifa Gmul. It's the Eibishter. It's not you. You know what, maybe if you read it, you'll understand. I want to explain to you Mari the Kavart. That's the Lila Shmi, because what is Kedusha? Hishtadlis hu, shiya adam nivdal v'netak min achurmi yis legamri. Umizdabik tami b'chaleis b'chal shah b'leikah. Which means there's no him, it's all the Eibishter. So v'asali mikdash needed Lila Shmi. In order to be makdish, what is kedusha? Kedusha is li lishmi. Mrs. Sharma, your day quotes Mrs. Sharma. Okay, so do me a favor. Read now Tahira and read now kedusha, because because that's the kasha you're asking, which is what I'm addressing. Why would the Mrs. Sharma? I showed it to you. Tahira is the one with one number. Huh? Kedusha is you're just acting. And you know where I think it comes from? I'll tell you where I think it comes from. It states, V'yisim kedoshim, ki kadosh ani. Yachol kamayni, how could it be? And the answer is, ani Hashem ekadishkan, I give you. Because kedusha be'etzim is not shaykh by Ben Adam. Ben Adam is chayil. How do you want to be makdish? And the Teretz is the Eibishter is makdish. So you just do v'asuli mikdash, and ani Hashem mekadishchem, and mainly that's kedusha. Yeah.
Tahir is also not.
No, Tahir is not. Tahir is you.
No, it's also in your kedusha. It has
no, it's not. Tahir is not kedusha. Tahir is cleanliness.
Tumah Tahir is kedusha and yinei kedusha.
No, it's not. No, it's not kedusha and tumah Tahir is two different sugyas.
It's not a mitzvah because it's not gashmi.
I understand it's not a mitzvah thing, but whatever it is, it's in your hands to be mitzvah yourself. There are things that you could do to be mitzvah yourself, but there's nothing you could do to be makdish yourself. It's tchilasa yishtadlus. The beginning of it is yishtadlus. That's the pshat. V'asuli mikdash. V'meila v'shachanti v'sayichu. Yeah, mishkat. The Rabbein Shalom, whose Kaddish is Makdish you. Okay, now read it again. Read it. Read Tahira and read Kedusha. Give it. Read Tahira. Oh, so I'm asking, what does Tikkun mean? Tikkun verb or Tikkun Pelyaitza? So it's not clear. Okay, but go ahead. Oh, so that's Lev Tar. That's the verb, right? Does he talk about Ishtadlis? Does he talk about the Rabbein Shalom giving it? No. It's a person. So yite makom biyete clean. He's clean. Okay. But now, what does he say by kedusha? Everything is that way. Isn't everything that way? And the answer is it's not. Go ahead. So what is the ishtadlus? You're mavdil yourself. That's the ishtadlus. You take away all the chumis. Now, how does the Mela Mishkan, it's shy to be chal on you, Kedusha. What you do is you prepare. You do the groundwork for the Kedusha. And the Mela, the Kedusha is chal on you from the Eibishter.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Which means you are kind of in
we're trying to tell you that you should do whatever you can do with your ishtadlus.
It's not going to Rebbe, just means you do. You're not kind of anything. You do, and I'm going to be master all the kedusha from.
So I'm learning up the pshat. What's the get to your ishtadlus?
So then that part is, this is not the deal.
He doesn't, right, it doesn't, right, okay, I'm asking. The wording, it seems that you could acquire something. But I'm not learning it that way. I'm not learning it that way. But he explains it, it's only b'hishtadlus.
He's explaining this mind.
So what did it explain? Just say a little bit of a lot. What does ishtadlus have to do with anything?
I'm just saying that.
But what has nothing to do with ishtadlus? I'm showing you has nothing to do with ishtadlus. It has to do with a little bit. You do a little bit, Hashem will do more.
So I thought the chiddush was that the rest is by other things. The rest is not done for it by Hashem. Hashem does the rest.
So that's how I'm answering you. I understand. The one way to learn it is it's the gemul. The chiddush is the gemul. But you see that he emphasizes the ishtadlus. Forget about the ishtadlus, a little bit. What does ishtadlus have to do with it? So this is the insight I want to say. The Indian of Kedusha. Oh, why am I saying this? I wasn't hitting the right chord that I was. I had something in my head and I wasn't hitting it properly. And I'll tell you what I was trying to bring out. There's no such thing as an oimed. By Kedusha. You can't be standing at the same place. Why not? I read something, why would I lose it? Tell me something, why would I lose? I don't feel. What's wrong if I'm massing something? And that's it, I got it!
There's no asata, that's all.
Huh?
Because
there's no hasaga. It's all about hishtadlus. It's all about what I do. So I can't just.
If you're a masik, so then you stay with it.
That's you stay with it. That's what I hold.
It's not driven by anything.
I hold it's not by everything. I hold it's only by Torah. In yoyimim asvekim, mayim asvekim, and it's only by inyani kedusha. It's not by everything. By tyrus halev, it doesn't go backwards. You don't lose it by not going further. I don't believe that's true. I'm not 100% convinced that every midah person reaches midah rachman. That's it. If he doesn't work on getting it more, he loses it. I don't believe that's true.
He'll just stay what he is.
That's all. But by kedusha, it's either you're moving ahead or you're falling behind. And by Torah, it's the same way. Why? So I want to say this, Pshat, because the hasag of it is not you. The hasag of it is always lefi the ma'isa. So you got to continuously do the ma'isa. That's why it's v'gisa b'yayim of the life. I hold it such a true vart. It's constant learning that you're masik. Otherwise, if you don't have that constant learning, you meheirehu shecheach. It's not a real hasag. It's a hasag based on asiya. It's a hasag based on limud. If you mevatel me alimud mehera hu shecher, why is it? Why? What's the taichin? The teretz is because it's never a real hasaga. The hasaga is lefi the ma'isa of how much you do. You do, you makdish, makdishanais. You learn, matzasa, you'll get. So in your avoida, there's nothing more than yagata. That's what it is. And it's 100% true. It's 100% true. The more yagia and the more kedusha, the more hasaga, no matter how weak the kishra of the person is. How weak, it's not telling that. It's telling that smut. If I'm masik something, it's a klal, I should lose it. Why should I lose it? So there is a medrash that if a person failed to be masik klal teri kul, he would stop learning. You have to learn. You're not hitting the right nekuda. The nekuda is because it's a hasaga which is based on the limud.
So stam shaila in mitzius. Let's say Rav Ovadia Yosef will decide to stop learning. You're going to forget everything.
I hold 100%. I hold 100%. Yeah, 100%. And I know that it's true because I know big people who were tremendous in learning and they just started to slack off and they just don't know what they're talking about. It's not. It has to do with how much Torah you learn. Yogato umatzos. That's the way it works. Tchilasa hishtatlus. Tchilasa yigiyah. Tchilasa avoid. Yours, that's what it means. Anu ameilun v'heim ameilun. Anu ameilun v'kab mishar. That's the verb. We do ameilus. I mean, shtel zachfar. A guy learns shas. So what do we tell him? Oh, you do. Good. Nice hard work you put into it. Yeah, but he was masik. Yeah, honestly, well, think about what we're saying by a siyam. Make a siyam, and we tell a person, Anu ameilu leim ameilu anu akim lukam mishar. Tremendous the ameilus. Why don't we tell him, Gevalda, you finished shas.
He just started.
What?
Continuously just started.
And what's the minute that as soon as you finish, you make a siyam, you right away start vaita. Because you're supposed to know that you're supposed to start vaita. What does it mean? Terrence, you finished that mailus. That's what you finished. You didn't finish the shas. You don't finish that. You finished a certain measurement of a shas worth of a mailus. A mesechta worth of a mailus. That's the taich. Anu amelum, ema amelum, one amelum kam schar, ema kam schar. Yeah? I want you to know, even the nusach of the thing is, like nisiyashi minach, I won't forget you. What do you mean I won't forget? What does that mean? What are the translate the words? I won't forget you. What do you mean I won't forget you?
I won't forget you. You should not be forgotten from
me. Lois is nashi minach. You shouldn't be forgotten from me. So it's a bracha, it's a tefillah. Yiratzin. Lois is nashi minach. Yiratzin that you shouldn't be forgotten from me, and I shouldn't forget from you.
You shouldn't forget me, and I should not forget you.
Yeah. So you shouldn't forget me. What does it mean, you shouldn't forget? I don't know what it means. Now. Huh? I don't even know what it means. What you shouldn't forget me. What do you send me greeting cards every now and then? What does it mean? Huh? That's this vart. avoid is, it's not about me. It's about you might disappear from me. You could disappear. And I could disappear from you because it's all about me and you being together. That's all it is. It's not about Yedia. It's about Torah and Klal Yisrael. B'sayv nasa Torah delay. He becomes connected to the Torah. I shouldn't leave you and you shouldn't leave me. And it's Tali Habaha. That's what it means. We should always be connected. When you're connected to Torah, then the Torah is connected to you. I shouldn't forget you, and you shouldn't forget me. What does it mean you shouldn't forget me? Unless it means it's chusim, I don't know. Maybe I look it up. Well, you think it means it's chusim. I don't know. Let's look it up.
Because the rest of it also has to mean Hadran Allah, Hadrach Alan. What does that mean?
The Hadrach, keep on returning that to you. I'll keep on going back to you.
And you should come back.
Hadrach Alan.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I mean.
It's like man and wife, man.
It's like a man and a wife. It's a connected thing. It has nothing to do with knowledge. We will remain connected. We remain connected. Then anachanami. The moment we're not connected, then tell me something. If a person garish his wife, yeah, so she's a little bit. It's nothing. It's finished. You take everything and you get rid of it. That's finished. It's over. Or completely over. It's completely over. That's what it is.
Maybe this. When you're connected to the Torah, does it mean automatically the Torah is connected to you?
That's what I'm telling you.
Automatically, it's connected.
That's what it is. Like the snashi minach. Because it's not about me knowing you. It's about me learning you. It's about being me connected to you. You're connected to the Torah, and the Torah is connected to you. That's the Taich. Kedusha, you do this. You're connected, and Hashem is connected to you. Kani Hashem is Kedusha. So it comes out, Kedusha is not Hasaga, it's not Hasaga. It's a verb. Strictly a verb. It's an action. It's a doing. It's Hishtat, to do. Light by Torah. Same thing like light. Okay. Yeah.